Governor Cuomo has signed an executive order allowing New Yorkers displaced by Superstorm Sandy to vote by affidavit ballot at any other polling place in the state that they can get to on Election Day.
We want everyone to vote. Just because you're displaced doesn't mean you should be disenfranchised.
The move was praised by government reform groups who had sought the executive order. Sue Lerner with Common Cause says her group has been getting calls and emails from New Yorkers forced out of their homes by storm damage who are anxious to still exercise their right to vote.
This is the basic American right. And I think people feel that with so much disrupted by Sandy, they don't want to see the basic bedrock of American democracy disrupted, and that's what our elections are.
Displaced voters who choose the option will be able to vote for a presidential candidate and in the race for U.S. Senate, where Kirsten Gillibrand faces a challenge from Wendy Long. But the governor admits there is a downside. They won't be able to vote in state races for Assembly and Senate if they go to a polling place that is outside their local districts.
Local races, if you vote in a different Assembly district, your vote will not count for that Assembly district. If you vote in a different Senate district, your vote will not count for that Senate district.
Lerner, with Common Cause, agrees that it's the best possible compromise under the circumstances. She says, after all, the election can't be postponed.
There's no way, frankly, in which New York could postpone its presidential election. The rest of the country is not going to postpone its presidential election. So our elections have to go forward. And I know that the governor and the boards of elections and all of the elected officials are working as hard as they can to try and figure out how to minimize the impact that Sandy will have on voters in the affected counties. But it's a hard job, and we're working with them.
Cuomo admits that some displaced voters may be hard-pressed to even find alternative polling places, but he says compared to what the region has been through with the storm and its aftermath, coordinating affidavit voting will be like a walk in the park. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.